Welcome to A Firm Foundation, presented by Princeton Ministries with Dr. Ken Smith. This is Carol Smith, Ken's wife. Please enjoy.
Well, good morning. We're glad that you're here as we worship. As you remember, one of the resolutions we made for the coming year is that we would study and memorize Scripture, and in the front of your bulletin is our scripture memory for January. And if you have to look at it, feel free. If not, join with me. Matthew 6:33. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew 6:33. Well, that was very good. We are improving. Today we're going to look at several scripture in the context of the Bible. And the sermon is entitled, How to Read the Bible for All Its Worth. If you'd turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 27. It's found on page 1086 in the NIV Bible. This is the events that happened after the resurrection of Jesus. Philip, one of the disciples of Christ, is now telling people about the gospel and that he was an eyewitness of Christ. He is in Jerusalem, and he then leaves and follows the direction of the Lord. There's a man who is a leader of the Ethiopians who has gone into Jerusalem, and now we read in verse 27, so he started out, Philip, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you are reading? Philip asked. How can I? He said, unless someone explains it to me. So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The eunuch was reading this passage of Scripture. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? Then Philip began with that very passage of Scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. The second portion of Scripture is found on page 1179. It's from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, beginning at verse 16. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Let us pray. Our gracious God and Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you have written this love letter to us, that we might know of your love and mercy. May the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be acceptable. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so a Ethiopian official has gone to Jerusalem, been shown the scripture, is intrigued, leaves Jerusalem, begins to read from the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, and he reads and is confused. In his confusion, the Lord directs the apostle Philip, who says, can I help you? Do you need some help in understanding what you're reading? And the man says, yeah, I really need some assistance. They read the scripture out loud, And he tells him the answer to his question. Is this talking just about Isaiah and a time in the past? Or is this discussing one who's going to come in the future? And Philip says, this is about one who is going to come 400 years after this was written. This is about Jesus Christ. And he begins to tell him about Jesus, about his teaching, about his death on the cross, about his resurrection, about his paying for the sin of the world. And so from the Old Testament, he was able to talk about Christ. As we look at the Bible, our title this morning is How to Read the Bible for All It's Worth. How do you read the Bible? Do you read the Bible? George Gallup tells us that of people who attend church, somewhere less than 10% read the Bible. George Barna tells us that there is a decrease, a remarkable decrease in Bible knowledge among Christians. There have been many surveys done in churches, and quite often the most favorite verse of Christians, can you quote it with me? God loves those who help themselves. That's not in the Bible. You see, there is in our instant age, television, busy schedules, many reasons that we don't read the Bible. Martin Luther said, I study my Bible as I gather apples. First I shake the whole tree.
Thank you for listening to A Firm Foundation, presented by Princeton Ministries. This programming is supported by you, the listener. You may go to our website, princetonministries.org, or send your donation to Princeton Ministries, Post Office Box 2171, Princeton, New Jersey 08543. That's Princeton Ministries, Post Office Box 2171, Princeton, New Jersey 08543. The Lord bless you, and Dr. Smith looks forward to hearing from you.